Hello, everyone. Our title tonight, Rejoice in the Lord. It's from Philippians chapter 4 and verse 5. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I will say rejoice. I wanted to remind you this evening of this precious verse written a long time ago. It was written to refresh our memory and to encourage you of the abundant riches that we have in Christ. And of the most precious gift also, which is the gift of joy since Jesus came into our hearts. Isn't that beautiful? Like the hymn says, floods of joy over my soul, like the sea billows roll, since Jesus came into my heart. This epistle put so much emphasis for the believers to live a victorious life and to maintain the highest standard of Christianity while transiting this wilderness. And those of us who experience the forgiveness of sins and the peace that reigns in our hearts, we cannot be silent nor waver, but to express the joy that came to our lives the moment we took Christ as our Savior. Despite what comes our way, during this life, we are to maintain that inner joy that no one can take away from us. This is what the apostle told the church, and he was beseeching them at Philippi to cherish this unique Christian virtue. Believers must rejoice in the Lord always. And Paul repeated it twice for the emphasis. He said, be glad in the Lord and be cheerful, for this is your strength. Someone said, when one loses the joy of salvation, he becomes a pauper. If God forbid we harbor any sin in our hearts, it can rob us from this precious joy and affects our growth and Christian walk. When Haydn, the great composer, was asked on one occasion why his sacred compositions had such a glad ring, he answered, I cannot compose anything without it. I translate into music the state of my heart. When I think of the grace of God in Jesus Christ, my heart is so full of joy that the notes fairly dance and leap from my pen. And I think this translates what David wrote in Psalm 16, verse 11. Thou will make known to me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. In thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Dear friends, someone said joy is the result of being loved by God. When his undeserved grace and forgiveness penetrates through our hearts, we begin to feel the surge of joy. How true? For there can be no joy without Christ living in us. The world is looking for people who are positive, with a smile on their face. My answer, just go to the Bible. Go to any Bible-believing church, and you will see faces smiling and hearts filled with the joy of the Lord. Hollywood has endeavored to make feel-good movies. They do comedies, romance, and all kinds of entertainment to instill in their audiences the joy they miss. The results have proved the opposite, as we see it in our society, and the deterioration of family life. Unless that joy comes from within, all efforts are in vain. The world needs Jesus. One man said, if we go out to seek joy, it will elude us. But if we go out to impart the joy, we will find it. C.S. Lewis once said, I doubt whether anyone who has tasted joy would ever exchange it for all the pleasures in the world. So if the believer is walking in fellowship with the Lord, joy will be one of the fruits of this relationship. Amen. Nothing can hinder this relationship and take your joy away except sin. So let us endeavor to have our lives patterned after our Lord and those saints that went before us and try to follow their example. Paul writes to the Philippians in chapter 4, 8 and 9. I love this portion. Please listen. Finally, brethren, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence, and if anything worthy of praise, let your mind dwell on these things. The things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace shall be with you. What can we say to that? Amen, Lord. Help us to follow your word and obey it. Let nothing keep you from the joy of the Lord. And let this joy radiate from your countenance. Bill MacDonald once wrote, Christian joy is a mood independent of our immediate circumstances. If it were dependent on our surroundings, then indeed it would be as uncertain as unprotected candle burning on a gusty night. One moment the candle burns clear and steady, the next moment the blaze leaps to the very edge of the wick and affords little or no light. Perhaps we can learn a lesson from the little four-year-old boy who noticed a deep frown on his father's face. Daddy, he asked, aren't you happy this morning? Why, of course I am, son. Well then, hadn't you better tell your face? It has been said, if a man cannot smile, he is built wrong. If he can smile and won't, keep away from him. Church, God has an important place in his program for happy Christians. So be glad in the Lord always. Please rejoice regardless of the situations you find yourself in. Let us also remember the words of the apostle. Again, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. The psalmist once said, a joyful heart is good medicine. Let us practice it. Until next time, keep healthy, stay safe, and may the Lord continue to bless you. Good night.